All right, so today we're diving into something a little different. We're checking out Rob Sanborn and his dual timeline thriller series.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, and we're going to start with the first book, The Prisoner of Paradise. And right off the bat, we're in Venice, canals, gondolas, the whole romantic scene.
Yeah, but Sanborn, he throws a wrench in that whole romantic getaway thing.
Yeah.
Imagine you're standing in front of Tintoretto's masterpiece, Paradise.
It's massive, right? And you start hearing a voice, not just any voice, but a voice that seems to be trapped inside the painting, echoing across centuries.
Okay, hold on. So we're talking Venice, art history, and a mysterious voice. You've definitely got my attention.
Oh, it's just the beginning. What really sets this series apart is the whole dual timeline thing he's got going on.
Right, the dual timelines. I was going to ask you about that. So he's juggling two narratives, one in 16th century Venice and the other one happening right now in the present day.
Okay, so we're jumping between centuries, but it's more than just adding a historical backdrop.
Exactly. He masterfully connects them, creating this really cool tension as you try to figure out how they all fit together.
So tell me, in the present day storyline, who are we following and what are they caught up in?
So we've got Nick. He's convinced the voice he hears belongs to, get this, his soulmate from a past life.
Wow, talk about a long distance relationship, huh?
Tell me about it. And he's positive she's trapped inside Tintoretto's paradise, so naturally he embarks on this desperate quest to free her.
Okay, so we've got a protagonist on a mission, a mystery spanning centuries, and a touch of the supernatural. This is shaping up to be quite the story.
And here's where things get really wild. As Nick digs deeper, he uncovers this whole secret religious order. They're fixated on capturing souls and, get this, imprisoning them in artwork.
No, wait a minute. So it's not just like a ghost story. We're dealing with secret societies and this idea that art can be what?
It
Weaponized.
makes you wonder about all those hidden meanings in art, doesn't
It
it?
really does. Tell me more about the secret society.
Yeah.
Like, what's their deal? Okay, so spill the tea. What's the deal with the secret society? Are we talking ancient conspiracies, shadowy figures, that kind of thing?
Oh, you better believe it. Sanborn goes all in. This isn't some fly-by-night operation, okay? We're talking centuries-old roots going all the way back to 16th century Venice. And get this, they're not just collecting any souls. They're after the powerful ones, the ones they believe have this unique energy, a talent that they can then harness through the art.
Okay, this is giving me some serious Da Vinci Code vibes, but with this whole other layer of creepy on top of it. So, how does Nick even begin to fight back against something like this? I mean, come on, he's going up against a secret society with like centuries of experience in soul stealing.
See, that's what makes Sanborn's storytelling so good. He makes you ask that question, like, how can anyone possibly win against this?
Yeah.
But Nick, he's not just your average Joe. He's driven by this love for his soulmate, this need to save her. And that pushes him to his limits and beyond. He starts digging into historical records, trying to decipher these cryptic clues hidden within the artwork itself. And the clock is ticking the whole time. With every chapter, the stakes, they just get higher and higher.
Talk about pressure, a soulmate to save, a centuries-old mystery to solve. But it's not all just venison secret societies, is it? I mean, you said the series extends beyond this first book, right?
You're right. The Prisoner of Paradise, it's just the tip of the iceberg. The entire series, which Sanborn calls his Painted Souls series, it unfolds across multiple books. We've got Painter of the Damned, Master of the Abyss, and even The Swordsman of Venice. Each book, it delves deeper into this world, expands the scope beyond Venice, brings in new characters, new mysteries, even more dangerous situations.
Sounds like Sanborn's really created this whole universe around this creepy idea of art being used as a prison for souls. And I gotta say, I'm always a sucker for a series that keeps you guessing, throws in some twists and turns you don't see coming. But for someone who might not be familiar with Sanborn's work, what would you say really makes this series stand out from all the other thrillers out there?
One word, atmosphere. Sanborn, he has this incredible talent for creating these really vivid, immersive settings, whether he's describing the like twisting streets of Venice or the dark, echoing halls of some forgotten palazzo. You feel like you're right there with the characters, like you're experiencing every sight, sound, and creepy encounter firsthand.
And what about for those of us who prefer to get our thrills through our headphones? Is there an audiobook version of this series? Because I have to say, this is definitely a story that I feel like would really come alive in audio format.
You're in luck. The first three books, The Prisoner of Paradise, Painter of the Damned, and Master of the Abyss. They're all available on audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
And get this, they're narrated by Zach Alleman. And from what I've heard, he's phenomenal. He really brings those characters and that richly imagined world. He brings it all to life.
Okay, so we've got these intricate plots, these high-stakes situations, these immersive settings, and it's all brought to life by a talented narrator. What's not to love, right? But let's talk about Sam Warren's actual writing. What's the critical reception been like for this series? Have other authors weighed in on his work at all? So we know he can set the scene, but what about the actual writing? Has this series gotten any kind of recognition, you know, from like big names in the thriller world?
Oh yeah, he's gotten some serious praise. We're not talking about just anyone here. Jane Ann Krentz called his work vivid.
Wow, Jane Ann Krentz.
Yeah, and she particularly loved how he builds suspense. And then there's David L. Robbins. He called Painter of the Damned a genre-bending masterwork.
Okay, so endorsements from, like, thriller royalty? That's impressive. It definitely sounds like Sam Warren knows how to hook a reader, that's for sure. You know, one of the things that's really stuck with me throughout this whole deep dive is how he takes this really out there concept, you know, souls trapped in art, and somehow makes it feel believable, relatable even.
Exactly. And it's not even just about like the heart-pounding moments, you know, he's got plenty of those. It's deeper than that. Sam Warren, he taps into this very human thing, that need for connection, that desire to hold on to love no matter what. And he weaves that throughout the entire story so it becomes so much more than your typical thriller. It's powerful stuff.
It really makes you think, what if, and just go with me here, what if you stumbled upon proof? Not like a hunch or a feeling, but actual proof that someone you loved was trapped. And I mean, literally trapped inside a painting. How far would you go to free them? That question, that core idea, it stays with you long after you finish the book.
Absolutely. And that's the mark of a truly great story.
Yeah.
It sticks with you, makes you think, makes you question things. If you're listening to this and this whole deep dive into Rob Sanborn's dual timeline thriller series has you even a little bit intrigued, I urge you, take the plunge. You might find yourself completely drawn into this blend of art, history, and the incredible power of love. Who knows, you might even start looking at the paintings in your own home a little differently.